The budget approved by the Senate and Assembly takes $1 million state and federal dollars from 9 Planned Parenthood centers. None of those centers performs abortions, but the organization itself does. And that's why Pro-Life Wisconsin supports the measure. If the governor approves the cutbacks to Planned Parenthood, it could mean restricted access to cancer screenings, birth control, and pap tests in communities like Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and Eau Claire. Pro-Life Wisconsin legislative liaison Matt Sandy says women have alternative health sources, like community clinics.
Those services, certainly Planned Parenthood Wisconsin is not the only public health entity in the state that provides preventive health care to low-income women.
During the budget debate, Democrats read letters from public health departments indicating their concern over budget cuts to women's preventive health care. Tanya Atkinson is executive director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. She says their organization served 12,000 patients in the affected communities.
You know, almost every single one of them exclusively said, we cannot absorb these patients. So there is nowhere else for these patients to go to receive the preventive cancer screening, STD testing and treatment, birth control.
The budget before Governor Walker also would make changes to BetterCare's family planning program. Minors would need parental notification to get birth control or medical care, and males would be removed from the program, a change that would require federal approval because it's a Medicaid program. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.